This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If Scotland were to pull away from England, Wales, and Northern Ireland, what would society look like? What would its economy look like? The Scottish National Party today issued a kind of mission statement to start answering those questions. In 10 months' time, voters in Scotland will be asked, yes or no, should Scotland be an independent country? The BBC's Andrew Walker has been looking at the economic context for this. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, David.
So give me a sense of the blueprint being offered here about Scotland's future.
Some of the big challenges they would undoubtedly face would be economic. And one of the big issues they'd have to decide is which currency to use. What the Scottish National Party is saying they would do is have a currency union with the rest of the United Kingdom. And as we know from the Eurozone, running a currency union with more than one government involved can sometimes be pretty challenging.
As Scottish people engage this debate over possible independence and their future, how is the economy in Scotland as distinct from the rest of the United Kingdom?
The obvious big difference is that oil and gas production accounts for a much larger share of the Scottish economy. And that's actually one of the underlying themes often in Scottish national politics has been the idea that the British government in London is taking what they would regard as Scottish oil and gas revenues. And because of the oil and gas, Scottish income per person is actually slightly higher than the rest of the UK. The rest of the Scottish economy in some ways is quite like the rest of England. There's a small but still significant manufacturing share, and services, in particular financial services, are very important. So there are some similarities. The big difference is oil and gas.
The BBC's Andrew Walker in London. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, David.